Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
Listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. Excuse me. To you and yours. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And yours truly, Beth. Okay? This is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Which since it's a weekend edition, we'll just talk about any and everything regarding to beauty, fashion, entertainment, which I like to say fashiontainment, you know, sports, what's hot in the news, and so on. Feel free to call at 1-714-409-0614. Like I said, we'll recap, preview, do reviews, talk about what's up, hot topics, and so on. So I really didn't have a topic. I like to have topics, though. So I'll pretty much talk about books, favorite books. What are your favorite books? Call me or, you know, send messages to me, because I'm loving your messages. I'm loving your love that you're sending to me and the love and support that you're sending to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I'm looking forward to future shows and interviewing and co-hosting with many, many, many of you. So, again, feel free to call 1-714-409-0614. That's the listener guest call-in number. Remember, the show is a duration of 30 minutes. And again, if this is your first time tuning in, I know sometimes I sound like a broken record to some of you who consistently listen and support, but it's important for me to let people know who they're listening to when I play certain music or when I share certain information, provide proper info. So, again, if you love that song that played at the beginning of the show, that was Target Practice by Austin Brown, who is a member of America's musical, I'm a little tongue-tied or whatever. You hear my voice. I have a raspy voice anyway in the morning. I have like that morning voice. So it's really, really deep, and it's really, you hear it, raspy or whatever. But back to what I was saying, Austin is a member of America's royal family, the Jacksons. He's the son of Ruby and her husband, Nathaniel Brown, and he's awesome. We'll be able to see him live on the Lopez Tonight Show and many other shows, I'm sure, real, real soon. He's dropping an EP in August, and his full-length album will drop real soon. So join his website, austinbrown.com, and follow him on Twitter at Austin Brown, and like his fan page on Facebook. And also, there are many, many fans with fan pages. So because I'm following Austin Brown fans, so there are a lot of fans that are really supporting him and spreading the word also. So I'm definitely doing my part of spreading the word because he is definitely exploding, really. So that's just what I have to say. So, you know, watch out, all the Justins and the Ushers, and I love I love all those guys, Chris Brown and so on. Matter of fact, I seen a video by Chris Brown last night. I love his new video. It's awesome. And so on. So I'm looking forward to MTV Jams and VH1 Soul and MTV and Centric and so on to at least begin playing and promoting Austin Brown's trailer. I mean, if his video and songs are on their playlist, go ahead and play it. Or maybe I'm missing it. I don't watch enough video channels or something. But going ahead and asking you all to, you know, play and support his music now. Okay, so I want to talk about some things that's going on in my local community in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm in the Deep South, and some of my fellow Jacksonians might not know about. In my neighborhood, there's a park called Heiko Park, and this morning they will be having a health screening at Heiko Park. I think it begins at 10 o'clock. So you can go up there, I think, from 10 to 2. I know it begins at 10. I think it ends at 2. I had thought about going up there, but I don't think I'm going to make it. But I'm just letting you all know that there will be a health screening set up there at the park, at Heiko Park, for everyone. And you might be headed up there anyway and say, well, what's going on? at the park. That's what's going on, health screening. Usually when they have the health screening, they have other events going on too, entertainment and free food and stuff like that. So Ahaka Park is an awesome park in my North Jackson community. So Ray J performed at Ahaka Park a few years ago for Back to School. Every year we have like Back to School concerts for at Ahaka Park, and it's really cool. But I just wanted to share that. And the 100 Jackson 100 Black Men, they also are offering swimming lessons. I saw that on the news last night, where they were sharing with the community that they have the new park, new pool built, and so on, and they will be offering swimming lessons. So contact the 100 Black Men of Jackson, a businessman who's a former president of 100 Black Men of Jackson, Leroy Walker, who's a friend of mine too. And I talked about my strange husband. When Leroy Walker was one of the men that I really wanted to, had to introduce to my second, to my strange husband, who I soon be happily single soon. So y'all keep me in y'all prayers about that, because it's sad. I've been legally married for so many years, but I really can't wait to be free, single, to mingle and just have fun and have a divorce party, you know. So Leroy Walker, he's a very successful businessman in this area. So he was on TV promoting that that the kids can come and sign up, parents come and check out the place and sign your kids up to swim and to learn how to swim at the 100 Black Men of Jackson. And that's also located in North Jackson. So I just wanted to share some information that's going on in my community. Okay? And you might be traveling to Jackson for the this weekend or for the summer, or your kid might be coming to here for the summer. So this is one thing that you'll like to know your kid's interested in swimming. And then there's other events that go on at 100 Black Men at their village. So just contact them to get more information regarding other activities, okay? I just wanted to share some what's up activities happening in Jacktown. Of course, there's always festivals and outdoor events. So you can visit, like, visitjackson.com and visitmississippi.org to really be in the know of what's going on. Because I'm like some of you, you could be right in a certain place and not know what's going on. And honestly, I need to get out more. Okay? But what are some of your favorite books regarding anything? Your industry, self-help, whatever. Wow. Sheila E. tweeted also that she would be performing on David Letterman on Tuesday night on June 7th. That is Prince's birthday. So that morning, my morning show will be, you know who the topic will be, Prince. His birthday, wishing him a happy birthday. So my fellow purple peeps, don't hesitate, because I know you all are listening and supporting the show. Do not hesitate to call on Tuesday morning and wish Prince a happy 53rd birthday and so on. Okay? I don't want to be rambling and so on, because, like I said, this is about recapping, reviewing, and previewing. And there's a lot of new music dropping, huh? I see Coldplay have dropped a new song, which I have retweeted and I have posted on my Facebook page. And also a video, which I posted on my Facebook page, but honestly, I haven't looked at the video because I just seen it right before I came on air. And shout out to Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, you know, her husband is the lead singer for that band, and she's tweeting now. So before I came on air, I noticed she began tweeting a couple days ago. So shout out to her. She's like one of my favorite actresses. She's really cool. Like her. Also, next week I will be reviewing, honestly, this is a neighbor of mine company, Uncaged Entertainment. I will be reviewing their newest CD. The CD is by it's called My Life, and it's It's by Down South DJs, which you all are familiar with, DownSouthDJs.com, and Uncaged Entertainment. Uncaged Entertainment is my neighbor's company. And so I'm going to review their album, and you all can review it with me also. You can visit their website, UncagedEntertainment.com, where you can listen and purchase their tracks and check out some of their live performances. But the CD that I will review next Saturday would be it's featuring, which a lot of you all are familiar with, who on Facebook and you and locally, and especially in the South also, if you're familiar with DJ Finesse. DJ Finesse hosts this CD, and C-Bowles is the feature rapper, and it's called My Life. And so I will review this, and you all can also call in and give your opinion also. On the CD, there's a song called Problems featuring Rob Gold and Benz. There's a song featuring Player C and G.A., a song featuring Thorbreed, a song featuring Dre, Rock, and Dr. Discreet. So you all can check them out also at UncagedEntertainment.com. And like I said, you can follow DJ Finesse. You can follow Uncaged Entertainment also at UN at Uncaged Entertainment, and follow DJ Finesse 601. I'm sure many of you all do network with DJ Finesse 601 with the DownSouthDJs.com. And so I just wanted to share that info with you because, you know what, it's very important to celebrate and support our underground artists and our indie artists also, because many of our mainstream artists do remember their roots, and they many of them still are consider themselves underground even though they're mainstream. But it's very important to celebrate and support your artists and your entrepreneurs within your community, and then also network with the indies and the underground and entrepreneurs and other communities. That's how we make, well, I'm in America, so in the world, that's how we make the thread of America stronger and stronger, supporting our grassroots and our underground efforts and those who are doing their thing independently, being proactive. So I just wanted to share that with you all, and then I'll let y'all know to check them out too on your own and network with them and contact them. And also when I review, call in and share your review also. Okay? So shout out to my neighbors and Uncaged Entertainment, DJ Finesse. I just wanted to share that info with you all. Okay? So more than likely every weekend I'll preview something new. If it's not a new CD, a new book, a new single, I welcome and invite any and all of you to call in to promote what you're doing, what's up with you and in your town, in your city. And you know what? Someone tweeted me a awesome YouTube video earlier this morning, late last night, and it was the Beatles song, and I posted it on my Facebook page, and it's One World Love, to promote peace, and One World Love. So just One World Love, I'm feeling the good vibes and the love vibes just coming from my friends worldwide, and I mutually send out the love, okay? So it's just cool to spend 30 minutes during the AM weekdays and 30 minutes on the weekend with you all, and also all other special shows. And wow, and I'm excited for tomorrow. So game three, I've gone 20 minutes and hadn't mentioned anything about sports. So very excited about the game tomorrow. Game three be played in Big D, on ABC. So that's gonna be really cool. Wonder what the outcome of that would be. That should be really great. I'm getting a little distracted. Pooches are barking at something. Okay. They've already eaten their breakfast, so I don't know. Maybe they've seen something. Hopefully nothing bad, just another little animal or something. Wow. I have my television tuned to Bravo. I checked out a little news, local news, not on yet, but one of my favorite shows. I love Bravo TV. Million Dollar Listing is on. I love that show. I just wanted to share that. So I was kind of surprised to see a Million Dollar Listing on. I thought maybe something else would be on. That's an awesome show. I love it. I'll be glad when the new season starts. So we have 9 more minutes, and I want to remind you all that we're still recovering down here from those drastic tornadoes. And my prayers are with the people in Massachusetts and in the Northeast and other areas who have recently experienced those horrific tornadoes, tornadoes that are like the ones that come down here in Jackson, Mississippi. So we're still recovering. So really, the Red Cross is worldwide. So to still help out with the Hands of Hope down here and also in other areas like in Massachusetts and Northeast, remember to log on to redcross.org and, still to donate $10. Remember to text Red Cross to, 90999. We thank you so much for supporting the Deep South and sharing so much love. And then, the Joplin, they're still going through so much and so on. So just all these natural disasters are just so horrific. So it's just so important for us to keep each other in our prayers and to support one another consistently. You never know what another is going through, regardless of what you think they have in their bank account. Because I know some people who, they're happy financially, but sad as I don't know what. And then, there's people that are homeless that are happy, but we need to continue our war too against homelessness, because that's another thing with these horrific, it's bad enough how things be going on, but then when these storms happen, wow, people end up, those who live, because I know even right here, some people just right here in Jackson and Clinton, Mississippi, right here in my area, because during the tornado, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air. I have family members that live not too far from Malico Records. Walking distance. This tornado just tore down our historical Malico Records, literally tore it up. They have to rebuild from bottom up. I have relatives that live and friends with businesses and so on in that area. Family members' homes could have been destroyed, because I'm talking about the tornado just like, jumped up and down. And so it was just a blessing. I'm just thankful that my relatives did not get affected, even though the shingles on roofing of one of my relatives' house did get pulled a little bit. But, we have to be thankful for every minute, every second. We never know when it's our last second, our last minute. I didn't intend and plan to go on and on and on. I'm improv, and I'm just talking from my dome and talking from my heart during today's weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment. We have 6 more minutes. So so thank you all for your support regarding all that. So it's just, what I was basically saying is you don't know what the next person is going through. You can't assume anything. And like my friend Roughneck was talking about the other day, people can smile. And it's good, because we're supposed to promote and try to make everybody, let everybody know, hey, everything's okay. But when things aren't okay also, there are people that you can confide and fight with. It's hard to trust people, but then also, there are people that you can trust. If it's just one or two, we can trust God. So we have to pray to God to guide us to the right people and to guide the right people to us, and so on. So we can do what need to be done. That's good, and we'll help improve the world and our lives, also our inner circles. Okay? So, you know, I'm not claiming to be all this and that. I'm just talking from personal experience and everyday experience and from the reflection of my world and the things that I see, from my opinions and my experience and things that I know people are going through and so on. So that's why I said at least spending 30 minutes with me, I hope, is more enlightening than depressing. And I, by the way that my views and my support is growing, I assume, which my teachers used to tell me growing up, it's not good to assume. Especially gym teachers used to say stuff like that, you know, because it makes that, you know what, out of you and me. But I'm assuming that it's more of a plus sign than a negative. So I thank you all so much, and I thank you for your responses. And I must shout out my new YouTube friends and all my new online friends and those of you that have sent me messages and I guess ideas for future topics and so on since the last broadcast yesterday morning, because I approved so many YouTube friends this morning. And so I love you guys. I love the vids that you share with me, and I do my best to share the information and videos that you send to me. Awesome. So I need to post new videos myself. And I have two YouTube channels. I have three, but one's not active. I have two YouTube channels. One is strictly for, you know, which I'm a Mark girl, a Mark rep for Mark Cosmetics, which is a brand of Avon. And I was Avon. That was one of my first entrepreneurial jobs or work. I was an independent beauty rep for Avon when I was a little girl. And boy, I used to sell stuff to everybody, to friends, teachers, friends, parents, everyone. So I appreciate it if you guys, my friends and my colleagues and so on, would visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams, and shop. I do earn commission. And you know how products are they're wonderful. Mark is very strict about the quality, because I'm talking of quality, not because of the skincare and the makeup, because Mark markets also apparel and jewelry, and teams up with some of the best designers in the biz. And if certain items don't meet the standard, Mark will not put it on the market. So visit my e-boutique, and also follow my Mark Twitter page at BethMarkGirl. That's B-T-H Mark, M-A-R-K-G-R-L. So I really appreciate you for shopping at my e-boutique and so on. Okay? And if you're interested in having a Mark party, let me know if you need more information. And when you visit my e-boutique, be sure to register so I can keep in touch with you regarding certain things, special offers, if I need to send you samples, or if I want to just surprise you with a happy or so on. I have about one more minute. Oh, the show is going to stop streaming. I always get stirred up, like, right before it's time to end the show. So the show is going to stop streaming live in about a minute. But you can listen to it in its entirety at my profile, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment -Beth. But my other YouTube channel is Culture Shock Entertainment. It's my other YouTube channel is Culture Shock, is youtube.com Culture Shock Inc. If you visit my blogtalkradio.com profile, the link is there. And then my other one for Mark Girl and Beauty and Fashion is Beth Mark Girl Rep. Okay? It's Mark and a lot of other beauty and fashion biz and so on. So I thank you and I appreciate you. And we'll stop streaming in exactly 30 seconds. So God bless you, and I look forward to you checking my show out in its entirety at my profile. And also, happy birthday to L.B. Shore. I had the pleasure of meeting L.B. Shore on my birthday many, many years ago. So happy birthday to L.B. Shore. and everybody who's celebrating a birthday this weekend. I love you guys, and have a fabulous weekend. And remember, one world love. Okay, so this is the, I'm just going to talk a little longer. I was just thanking everyone for tuning in and so on, but I knew that the time was running out for the show to live stream, but the show is still on, so people can still listen to the show in its entirety at blogtalk.com, CultureShot Inc.-Beth. So I'm going to conclude the show. I just want to thank everyone for their support. And those of you who would like to be a guest or a special co-host in the near future, do not hesitate to notify me and let me know, okay? So I appreciate you. And don't be surprised if I don't do a special sports show tomorrow on Sunday, Strictly Sports. You know, I mentioned some important news, other important news, hot topic news that's happening right now, but I more than likely will schedule a special edition. I just might. Don't be surprised. So we can talk about the NBA Finals and then talk about hopefully, prayerfully, potentially soon, the NFL lockout will end. You know, yesterday was the day. So the judge says it's left up to the players and the owners to hash things out. So let's see what happens. Hopefully a compromise will be met and everyday daily business will resume so we can get back to, you know, hey, it's time for summer camp. So it's time for summer camp. And preseason and so on, you know. So I thank you guys and have a very great and just a beautiful weekend, a blessed weekend. And I cannot thank you enough for your support. And remember to support the other Block Talk Radio shows also, because that's an awesome show that comes on later on this morning. Cyril Quinn, he will be talking about sports. So I'm going to do my best to check his live broadcast out. So it's called Saturday Morning Wake Up Call. And so he pretty much keep everyone updated on what's going on in sports news. Okay? Well, thank you so much. And I've said okay so many times. So thank you so much again, and God bless. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the weekend edition. One world love.
Against the wall, and we never freaking up. Oh,
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.